Welcome back to another amazing episode of my podcast, the Cast Ascendancy Podcast. So today, before I got to recording this thing, right? Actually, much earlier. I went to the little sales on wheels thing, right? I went to get some things that I needed. But I was sitting there waiting for the little taxi bus thing that you jump on to ride to go places that someone else is driving. For reasons, you know, I'd rather not get into. I started thinking about just life in general. Life as a whole, and like how like vastly and immensely different people will think about, you know, just different subjects or whatnot, right? So as I was sitting there thinking, you know, my mind wanders and it goes 1,000 miles per hour. It's ridiculous, man. It's hard to contain it. But yeah, I got to thinking about a lot of stuff. And like, a lot of people don't realize that you know, I'm not completely retarded. I got a little bit of smarts, I guess. I can read, you know what I mean? I can differentiate there, and there, which is more than 99% of you fucking people can do. American's not even my primary language. So I was thinking about, you know, just life, right? The art of life. The art of life. It's a deep, fascinating, and intricate world to think about this shit, like what it means, you know, if there's a meaning of life, if it's something that's, I don't know, tangible and universally defined, or is it customizable and unique, you know, for each and every one of us. Now, obviously, you know, we all participate in the life, in the art of living, every single one of us, right? And like, the more I think about the meaning of life, and if there even is a meaning, you know, or if meanings vary from person to person, it gets a little weird. I mean, we're all presented with countless opportunities for growth and self-discovery. And every, you know, experience that we encounter, whether it's big or small, it all shapes into the people that we are today. And the ones we aspire to become, you know, tomorrow or the next day or in fucking 12 days or 2 weeks, a fortnight. It's a very intricate tapestry of moments, each one adding a new thread, and it's our job to weave them together in a beautiful fucking masterpiece and be our own fucking, I don't know, is there a great sewer in the world? Oh, man. No matter how good you get at stuff, I don't believe anyone ever masters life, you know what I mean? Obviously, it requires ungodly amounts of fucking effort. You know, just learning about our own experiences and our own existence. It's about embracing the uncertainty, right? Which my whole life, everyone always looks at me and thinks, I don't know what they think, but I'm a very uncertain. Basically, it's like uncertainty is like what I radiate, you know, what I give off the most. And what led me to start thinking about all this shit, right, is I'm going through Facebook. If Facebook has this fucking ability to tell me or give me ads or fucking memes or whatever the fuck that are like things I was thinking about, which is fucking creepy, because I mean, and I know you guys have seen the meme with the little fucking girl from that show people used to watch. With the twins, I don't know what it's called, extra home or two bedrooms or some shit like that. Anyway, so I see some fucking meme comes up, not a meme, an ad comes up, and I'm like, it's fucking weird. So I get to thinking about shit, you know, obviously my mind wanders like you have no fucking idea, it just goes fucking everywhere. And like, what if some other dickhead is sitting around, you know, somehow, you know, showing the same types of, I don't know whether it be typing or searching for stuff that somewhat coincides with what I'm doing. So therefore, they're thinking that maybe this guy's looking for the same thing that guy's looking for. And we just both happen to be thinking about the same shit. Who knows? I don't know. Anyways, while I was seeing this ad, which I thought was really weird because it was saying something about like my son, not my son, but your kids or whatever the fuck. And I've never seen an ad about like anything that was really, I don't know, like directed at me and having children. So then I was like, that's fucking weird. And that led to this thing and, you know, led to another thing. And then I ended up thinking about life and how everyone, you know, every brain is a different world and how people think just so differently about one another or about just things in general. It's like Tool, right? If you play Tool for somebody, right, any fucking Tool guy, you know, fan on the fucking planet will have a different idea and interpretation of what the song might be about. At the end of the day, none of us fucking know. We have no fucking idea. They don't tell us what the song's about. So we're all just left to guess and wonder and decide what we want it to mean. Which in itself is pretty fucking powerful. I think it's dope that it's like the Bible, right? How can this guy tell me what the Bible means? You have no fucking idea. Are you God? Were you hanging out with God when he wrote it? No, dickhead, I was, but you weren't. And I don't remember you being there. So, yeah. There's a lot of things about just life that don't make any sense, you know, to anybody. And why things happen, how things go on. And then, you know, like, for example, like, you know, people always say, oh, things happen for a reason. But do they? I mean, if that's the case, that means everything's predefined, which means that you really have no fucking, no matter what you do, the outcome's gonna be the same, because if it's predefined and things happen for a reason, they happen for this reason. But we were given like the free will and the, you know, the ability to choose and to, you know, make your own path or whatnot. Now, granted, not everybody has the same, you know, like when you're born, you know what I'm saying? Some people are born with a silver spoon. Some people are born, you know, with nothing. I mean, but you still have the same opportunity in a roundabout way to get somewhere. Yeah, it's going to be harder for you. You got to do 10 times the fucking amount of work or whatever. You know what I mean? But like, I think at the end of the day, all anybody really needs is a fair shot. Now, I forgot completely where I was going with this. There was really, believe me, there was a point to all this shit I've been rambling about. But I completely fucking forgot. And since I do everything in one take, I can't go back and like think about it. So fuck it. Let's just talk about something else. So somebody asked about, what the fuck's his name, man? Kid Rock, right? Which I don't know if you guys know this, but Kid Rock started off as a rapper before he was, you know, a rock guy. Can't tell you how I know this shit, but I do. In Detroit, you know, he thought it was a little, you know, rap guy, and it didn't work out, so he was smart enough to go, well, I'm not good at this. Let me try this. And it worked enough to make him some money, and hey, look at him now. So, anyway, about VL Kid Rocko, right? It's Mexican for Kid Rock, for all you non-Hispandex people out there. He's like, he's doing some show or some shit. It's called, the No Snowflake Tour, I think is what it is. And what he's been doing, he's been different, you know, he's been bringing different special guests, you know, for every show or whatnot. Now, one thing that I know, again, don't ask me how the fuck I know this, right, is his name is Robert Ritchie or Robert or something like that. And I know he's based out of Nashville right now, which is fucking funny. Music, what is he fucking, Cowboy? Cowboy, I remember that song. That was, that's the only song I remember from him. Awesome, that's how awesome you are, Kid Rock. I don't remember fucking dick from you, except for Cowboy. You sack of shit. Anyway, like everyone knows, you know, he's kind of like a... kind of conservative when it comes to politics, right? The whole no snowflake bullshit and the way he is, you know, and how he comes about everything, you know, I feel like he just tries really hard to get on the fucking, to be consequential, to be remembered still and somebody of like matter and importance. And but yeah, he's doing his little tour right now, the No Snowflakes Tour. That's all I know about Kid Rock. I'd love to be, you know, the kind of person that goes and like researches stuff before I talk about it, but as far as I'm concerned, my opinion is the only right one, so fuck everyone. This is how I think about things. You're welcome. Then somebody else asked about, what the fuck was it called? See, this is where I suck at. Like, I don't go looking for shit. I have to remember, or it's not gonna happen. Even though I did look this up, but I can't remember the fucking name of this shit, trash, fucking, motherfuck, fuck. Queenmaker, that's what it was. It was the fucking Queenmaker or some shit. So when I did a random little Google search for Queenmaker, right, three possible things came up, right? One of them is it's a podcast, which kind of offends me a little bit because I'm going to talk about another podcast on my podcast while I'm podcasting on the podcast, right? So it's supposed to be like exploring this journey of beauty queens as they navigate the competitive world of pageantry or some bullshit, right? Hosted by some Julia Reynolds person. Yeah, just gives an in-depth look about pageantry, which... sounds fucking boring. I don't believe that there's a podcast and people listen to that has to do about pageantry. Okay, the next thing is some Asian people, Korean guy, Japanese of some sort, China, show, I guess, about like some political show of some sort about Asians doing political stuff, you know, and policies and things. And then there's a book that I heard about actually a long time ago. It's a series that went through one through three. And it's like something about King Arthur's story, but retelling through, I don't know, some maid that could be like just some powerful fucking chick or something like that, right? I never read it. Don't know what it's about other than the fact that it was a retelling of Arthur, but as some chick, which is pretty fucking sexist if you ask me. Holy shit. If I would have said that on Facebook, they would have banned me for 28 days. Yeah, so that's what that's about. Fuck if I know. Holy Jesus. So yeah, whoever said that, boo. I'm completely disappointed in this topic here. So, I've been going to the gym. I went to the gym all last week, right? Except for Friday. I'm lying. I didn't go Friday. I woke up late. I never fucking wake up late. I woke up late as shit. It was like 6 something or whatever. But I've been going to 5:30. You know, I hope to go 5, but lazy fucking sacks of shit. Now they open at 5:30 because I'm not there to open at 5. So, like, I've been taking it pretty easy. If you see the post that I write about when I make a fucking post about the gym, it seems like, you know, like I'm doing all this crazy amounts of shit, but it's usually 3 to 4 exercises, 5 or 6 sets, you know, high volume, very little rest in between. Weight is very low, but I'm doing it like, I wouldn't say slow, but you know, I'm doing it the way that I imagine in my head it should be done. You know, I'm trying to like squeeze the contraction points, you know, and slow down my negatives, you know, really concentrate on the muscle and trying to do it the right way, right? I'm staying away from free weights, not all the way, but a lot more than I always have. I'm trying to use machines more. I'm at a point in my life where I can't afford another injury because I feel like if I get injured again, depending on the injury, I might not want to come back. I don't know. It was hard for me to get back this time, which is weird because it was something that I absolutely loved doing my whole life. And then all of a sudden, someone there is ding, ding, dinging me. I'm not going to say who it is. Stuff. It's none of your fucking business. Mind your own business, man. But yeah. So I've been going to the gym and like Monday was quads day. And I did three exercises and it was rough, man. The hack squat, I did it like, you know, close to shoulder fucking, I think it was like shoulder width. I was going down to like right about parallel, you know, going right back up with no pauses throughout the whole movement, right? And then I was taking 1 minute rests. I wasn't really counting reps. I was just going until I just, you know, and I knew that two or three more reps more and I'd be dead or whatnot. And that shit kicked my ass. I mean, like bad. And I think I was doing like 135. I only had a plate on each side, but it was fucking me up. Then I did the leg press, right? And the leg press did, you know, the same style. I was more or less almost on my tippy toes. And I wasn't extending all the way. I was going about three quarters of the way up, coming down, you know, to where my abs start to compress and then going back out, right? And I was doing it fairly fast. I did six sets. And what I did is that every set I made it a little, you know, heavier or whatnot. I did three sets, you know, going down and then three steps going up or vice versa or something, man. But when I finally got to the Bulgarian split squats, right, which I do on the Smith machine with one leg back on the bench, whatever, man. I was literally had 35s on there. I was dead ass tired. I couldn't handle it, man, and it kicked my ass. And a lot of people can tell you that when I do legs for some strange reason, I get legs, of course, I get sore, but I don't get like the crippling sore people, you know, soreness that people, you know, speak about. And I think this is the first time I've ever gotten that. Like, Tuesday was fucking rough. It was rough. Rough. And the rest of the week, you know, I did, you know, delts and traps. I did a lot of just circuits with delts. Like, I would do the side, the rear thingies, the forward up other thingies. And then I did a Smith machine shoulder press, right? And I don't give a fuck what any fucking douchebags say, you know, suck my cock. But, like, the Smith machine is one powerful fucking piece of equipment, man. Like, especially like, with legs, you can fucking pinpoint and target little fucking muscles just by little tweaks, and it's amazing that, you know, it's usually the dickheads that have no body. Smith machine, derp derps. I wear gloves. Randy Coleman wore gloves, and pretty sure he's bigger than all you fucking dickheads, you know what I mean? Just saying. But anyway, chest, I don't do flat bench anymore at all. I feel it's fucking ridiculously stupid and pointless to do flat when incline does everything and more, and it just gives you that shelf that you want. And I'm looking for a specific like body this time around. You know, I want to be still athletic and agile and be able to move. I'm expecting, you know, the end of the world to be here pretty soon. And I got to be able to run, you know, more than 17, 18 feet. What sucks is that, like, Friday was supposed to be hams, which I felt that my whole life, my weakest things were always my arms and my hams, right? Like, I had decent biceps. They weren't big or anything. I had decent triceps, but they were never anything that, like, was impressive by any means, you know? My traps were always good. My shoulders have always been my best feature. I mean, they were like fucking carved, you know, statuesque carvings and shit. Anyway, I want to get a certain body type. And thank you to Neil fucking Potter, Harry Potter's older cousin. Gave me a little meal thing. And yes, Neil, I have been sticking to it. I have been doing it. Maybe not exactly as you wrote it down, but like 87%. Pretty fucking good. I mean, it's still a B or some shit or A minus or whatever. So yeah, so what's been going on with me. So I'm doing a show now more than anything because I want to establish like a schedule, you know what I mean? I'm developing a website for it, for the show. I have a lot of things planned and in mind that I want to do, that I hope to do, people that I want to get on the show. I've also been talking to my buddy Thunder Preach, right, who might be having some very soon future fucking collaborations. Plus, I'm also going to be releasing something that's not mine. I didn't make the show. I am doing the NFT contract for it and the generation of the NFTs and all that stuff. But I'll be releasing that here pretty soon, which is kind of cool. It's fucking hilarious. It's called The Turds or whatever, right? It's literally fucking pieces of shit to talk. It's fucking funny, man. The artist is amazing. He's been in the business a long fucking time. He's worked with Pixar and fucking Disney and other stuff, and you know, he's old and lives in some Asian country or Mongolian country or some shit, I don't know. Dude's cool, was born in fucking Texas, but somehow he sounds British and he lives in Japan. You know, that's something like that. He's pretty kick ass. You know, that's a great way to start a story. As always, you know, everything that I do when it comes to like the whole blockchain and fucking crypto world, it's always, my partner's always been Craig Broski. I will never say his name correctly because I met him as Broski, so that's just what he's going to be. If I meet you a certain way, I can never call you something else, no matter what. Like, if I thought your name was John, but it was, turns out to be Paul, sorry, bro, you're going to be Paul, I mean John, for the rest of your fucking life, because that's how my brain functions, and I'm better than you, so what are you going to do? But yeah, I've been trying to get, you know, just in contact with a lot of my old friends that I used to have, that I got along with, you know what I mean? Just like my homegirl Jess, she was always super cool with me. Love the girl to death, man. Tracy, I thought she was dead for a little while. Fucking creepy. Like, one day she just disappeared. I'm saying, no disrespect to my black homies, but, you know, that's what happens when you start dating black guys, I guess. But she disappeared. Got a little nervous. It was weird. We all thought she was dead. And then she just one day messaged me. Was like, hey, what's up? And I was like, my response was like, you're alive? Which I was then told by Amber that's insensitive. But, I mean, hey, I thought it was okay to ask. Didn't know. But just, you know, trying to get back in touch with some of the people that, for stupid reasons, I, you know, stopped talking to, you know what I mean? And I'm just very happy and very glad that these people, you know, didn't hold it against me and, they understood, you know? Yeah, that's how my life has been. I'm going to keep going to the gym. I'm going to keep doing these fucking shows. Even if no one listens, I don't fucking care, because it just allows me to fucking just, you know, give everybody a piece of my brain and I get to just talk about shit. So if there's something you want me to talk about, ask me a question. Believe me, I'm probably smarter than every single one of my friends on my friends list on Facebook. And if you don't believe me, ask me a question and we'll see. Come on my show. Let's talk about it. Let's see who's smarter. So, yeah, see you guys next time or whatever. Send me some money or something. I'm poor. I live in Mexico. Tell your mom to stop messaging me, man. She's very, very fucking rude. I don't want your mom's dick pics anymore. It's disgusting. Try to leave me alone. One time is one time. No means no.